WHPO.
That's WHPO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHPO, Randolph County Radio.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:27 here on the People Speak, our first People Speak program of 2021. And joining us this morning, we have Randolph County Commissioner Dave Holder.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning everyone out there. It's always nice to come in and say a few words, and that's correct. It is the very first Monday of the new year, and I hadn't thought that much about it, and it's a bit of a foggy one out there, at least it is in Sparta today, but I was able to drive through it okay, and it turned out just fine. But that is the very first one of the new year, and here we are out of 2020 finally.
Yeah, we kept talking. It's like, we can just get out of this year. Well, we got out of it. Now let's hope this one's better.
Oh yes, I'll tell you what, I'm hoping for a much better year in 2021 than we had last year. It seemed to start out pretty good, but you know, between the COVID and some of the other issues, it just really seemed to go south in a hurry, and it's 2020 is a year for the books, to say the least. And hopefully 21 is going to be a little more interesting. Summertime is going to be a little more fun. You know, I like to go to the church picnics and stuff, and we can get back into some of the regular things that we used to do by the time we get there. Vaccines are out and they're on their way, and I've seen some of the schedules. I don't remember them all off the top of my head, but hopefully we'll have that taken care of before we get around to summertime, and it'll be, and conditions are going to be just a whole lot better for us.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break.
Sure.
We'll come back and we'll talk with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And we're back, 9:36. Well, let's call it 9:37 now here on the People Speak, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And like I said, it's kind of the quiet time of the year.
Yes, it is. It is more of the quiet time of the year. Actually, we're starting a new calendar year, and actually I would been in some conversations already this morning, which means we have a new payroll year for Randolph County, which, you know, and it uniquely enough, we're beginning some new software this year as it relates to payroll. And I won't hang on the subject real long, but the software that we had used before in Randolph County for accounting, it's being discontinued through the term of this year, so we have to begin the process of setting up some new software for accounting, which involves payroll, which involves how you set payroll up. And I was in some conversations with them this morning, and sometimes they ask questions that you just simply can't answer, because it involves, you know, a number of different people and discussions with the unions and the representation of the people that work there and how you're going to handle things.
Right.
But just to let you know that it's out there and it's going on, it's one of those, you know, unsung things that never makes a newspaper or makes the news media, but it's just those things that you have to deal with day by day basis. And we have some discussions with representatives of labor down there later on this week, and this will come up in it, is how we'll handle some of these issues in payroll. But it just means that the paychecks are going to look a little different. It doesn't change anyone's earnings. Of course, with the new calendar year. Now, of course, the Randolph County itself, its fiscal year actually begins on December 1, if you've heard me talking last month. So we're already 1 month into the new fiscal year for Randolph County itself, but you know, so you have some things that go with calendar year and some things that go with fiscal year. And also this month, we through the end of December, we passed the last collection time period for real estate taxes. However, we do have the publication and the late payments that's still yet to come. So we'll be putting out a distribution here with to the taxing districts of the taxes collected in the last segment of the real estate tax cycle. In probably within the next 10 days or less. I don't want to predict it exactly, but it'll be coming out shortly, and then we'll just have the wrap-up on the remaining late ones and the special ones that have to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. Now, hopefully, as time moves on, our real estate tax bills are going to do a little better this year than they did last year. That's not always within control of the county board. I mean, it involves a lot of different individuals, including the assessor, state of Illinois, Illinois Department of Revenue. So they have to approve different, you know, different levels and different stages as you move forward. But hopefully we're going to do a little better this year than we have for the last two and get them out a little bit earlier. Because if you've listened to me speak of real estate taxes for Randolph County, although Randolph County sends out the bills and they are the collecting agent, most of what is collected is not the county. It mm-hmm. belongs to the various different taxing districts within it. And depending on where you are, I know it is with myself, where I live here just east of Baldwin, that the largest portion on my real estate tax bill goes to the school district. Roughly two-thirds of it is released right. to the school district. About 5% to the various other districts, such as Baldwin Fire Protection, etc. And only about 30% goes to the actually to the county itself. So the largest portion of it is part of the school. So in your process of collecting it, you want to make sure that you're collecting for other people that are going to have need for it as well. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure you're diligent out there and being a good steward of the process. But hopefully that'll go better this year. But that took a little off the subject, right. but just mention it, so to speak.
But I'm sure a lot of the coronavirus and all that, I'm sure, has affected the budget majorly.
Coronavirus has affected our budget tremendously, as well as complicated the things that we do. Not only the obvious complications, Randolph County Health Department, of course, has been all hands on deck for the last 9 months, basically. Mm-hmm. As they work through and monitoring and contact tracing, et cetera, and now of course they're in the process of vaccine distribution, scheduling, and making sure that you follow the protocol rules that they're required to follow, within the state of Illinois. So, I mean, obviously they've been busy, but at the county level, it has changed a lot of what we do down there, and limited access to the courthouse for a while last spring. The courthouse was shut down, and you just you had to drop stuff off, pick stuff up, and we have a certain amount of that going on now. So it's changed the workload process as well as the accounting load, as we have to track the special expenditures that we're putting on this to see if they qualify for reimbursements through the CARES Act that came out last summer, not the ones that they're talking about now. and there are new provisions, and the ones that that has been in the news so much here in the last few weeks, and most people just hear the stimulus payment, and some people hear the unemployment payment. But if you look down a lot deeper, there's reimbursements to governmental entities for expenditures, and those reimbursements require lots of documentation and support, et cetera, to see what qualifies, what doesn't qualify, then getting in for those. So obviously it has hit the budget in a lot of different right. ways, administratively, procedurally, as well as just plain additional work for health department and first responders, et cetera, that just have to be out there mm-hmm. doing additional work. So it's had a very large impact. It's certainly going to have continue through the first part of this year. Hopefully, if we move into the springtime, flu season always drops off. So coronavirus, as it did last summer, mm-hmm. It drops off in the summer and then starts picking up to the fall. So hopefully by the time it starts dropping off, vaccinations will be pretty well in place, and we'll be getting past this so we can go into a normal summer. And by this time next year, this will all just be long distance in the rearview mirror. Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping for, and we'll see what actually happens. We'll know more about that later.
But historians will start writing it into the history books as far as...
writing into history books, and obviously after it's all over, there'll be a lot to learn from it. Mm. What worked good, what didn't work good, and we can already see some of that coming out. You know, in terms of like, should we have closed restaurants and bars? Should we have closed theaters? Was that effective? Was that not effective? Initially, when it starts, you just have to take action and you have to do some things. After you've had some experience with it, you know, and we have had other pandemics, but the last one was 100 years ago, so the experience doesn't count for much. But as you get experience in the more modern times, and you'll, if these things continue on or new strains develop, and new strains of this always develop, then you'll have better understanding of how to deal with it, what works best, what doesn't work best. So it'll be a learning experience as well that will sort out through the scientists and the experts who study those things after it's all wrapped up and it's no longer a major portion of our day-to-day life.
Right.
So that'll be interesting, too, to see how that turns out and what we really learn from these things. So that'll be important, as well as just dealing with the additional work that we have and working through it, which is all we can do at this point in time.
True. So we got another break. We'll go ahead and take that. And we'll come back and talk some more here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner Dave Holder. And as I said, things, you know, I mean, obviously the stuff going on with the coronavirus and the county budgets and things like that, as far as, you know, making sure everything's working the way it's supposed to, but it's more of a quiet time right now.
It is more of a quiet time right now. The only issues you look at, but nothing's happened yet, in the road district, in the county highway is what I wanted to say. In the county highway, we have purchased some more salt. We have that in storage if we're going to have any snow. Now, I hope we have it all sitting there in about 2 months, but when this is pretty well passed, but, you know, most likely we will have some events coming on. So we have that in place and ready to go should we have bad weather or have need of it here. We are making some plans for possible road projects we'll go do in 2021, the new year here that we're in. One of them I mentioned it, I think, the last couple of times I had spoken here, but is a possibility is the we're County Highway 5, the one that runs from Rockwood north up to Wine Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. County Highway 5. We replaced a bridge on that last year. And it was completed about 3 months ago now, I guess, 2 months ago. And there's one north of that bridge, or about 2 miles south of Wine Hill, maybe 3 miles north of Rockwood. There's a second bridge there. There's only two bridges, main bridges on that road. And that one has been there since the early 60s. We're looking at deck replacement on that. I think that project will be approved. Of course, we still have to do engineering on it and all those issues. If it gets approved and everything happens within this year, I would think that will be something to be, you know, later in the fall that would replace the deck on that bridge. Now, the rest of the structure is fine. Like the last one we just did was a complete bridge replacement, where this one will leave in place the steel structures and the supports and everything, remove the deck, clean all the old stuff up, put a new deck on it. So it's a little different type of deal than putting a new cast-in-place concrete, precast concrete bridge in. This one will be a little bit different type of situation, but that's one we take a look at. There are a couple other road projects we're taking a look at for this year, over and above what will happen normally happens in the fall with the oiling and chipping and those types of things. I call these like more major types of projects that are out there we'll take a look at. We've had some discussions for some new equipment for County Highway, and I mention these because these are significant. When you buy a piece of equipment, you're talking $100,000 plus for, you know, versus just repairs that you normally do. We'll probably look for obtaining a couple of police cars this year. We try to I've worked on a process over the last 10 years where I've tried to replace about two vehicles a year in the police sheriff's fleet because, you know, we have 10 of them.
Right.
And if they last 5 years, you know, two a year, it kind of takes care of 10 of them. It takes roughly five full-time people for to keep one person on shift 24/7. It's a lot more than what you think it would be because of weekends, holidays, nights, etc. Mm-hmm. And we try to keep two on shift 24/7. There's also we're finishing up a project for some new bathroom fixtures in the courthouse. The old ones have been in there for 45 years. And it just reaches a time where you have to replace some of these. There is a roof project. I'm not sure if it'll happen in 2021, but up on the very top of the rotunda of the courthouse. Now, we replaced the main roof over the whole facility about 3 years ago, if I remember correctly. But there's a shingle section up there that we need to take a look at, and it'll be fairly expensive to replace it. Even though shingle roofs are normally more reasonable in cost, it's because you're 75, 80 foot up in the air, and so you have to have cranes and man lifts in there and stuff that you would not normally have on a regular shingle roof, so it increases the cost of that quite a bit. But that's a project we're taking a look at as well. We'll see how it works out. But those are just some of the things that are on the discussion list on the budget that we're working towards for this year, versus and as well as whatever else may come up that we're not thinking about at this point in time. Some things have a tendency to do that, but those are some of the different items that we're looking at, possible projects that may go, may not go, but they will all, of course, happen within the next several years as we take place.
Right. There's always those unexpected expenses.
The unexpected expense. As anyone who's lived out there as long as you and I have, Jeff, the unexpected expenses are the ones that get you every time.
They are.
and it's no different in county government as well, planning for, and we keep contingencies in place for those. But still, even though you have contingencies in your budget line, you have to have cash in the bank as well.
That is true.
And so those are all some of the things we're going to work through, and I'll more detail on it. I'll talk more about the Enterprise Zone 2 weeks from now and some of the other things we're working on.
All right. Well, sounds like we're out of time, but I appreciate you stopping in.
That's quite all right. You have a wonderful day. It's always nice to come here and say a few things.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.